Sure, old-time hockey.
And the number one person for winning the Stanley Cup, my friend, you can't drink beer out of a Nobel Prize.
2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame.
Did you watch a game last night?
I watched some of the Rangers-Panthers game. Not all of it, though.
Well, I watched the last, the out that never happened of the Astros game.
Oh, yeah, of the baseball game. I didn't watch that, no.
You know what? I didn't watch the whole thing. When I went up to bed, I look and I go, oh, look at that, two outs. Let me put it on to see the celebration. And I'm like, okay, Eckstein got on. All right, well, that's all right. And then Edmonds walks, and I see Pujols coming up. I said to Cheryl, you know what? He's the best hitter in the game. So, and did you see the replay of the home run?
No, I didn't. Did he kill it?
It's still rising today. By the time it hit that netting in the back, because it really was still going up, it was still rising. And I think it made it out of there before anybody even turned around. It was like he killed it. He really killed it. I can't even think of the last time I saw a ball hit like that. That was so crushed, you know.
Yeah, that's
so. It was pretty cool to see, though. Even though I want the Astros, but I still thought it was cool.
What's the series at?
Well, now it's 3-2.
3-2.
That they would have won with that. And you know, it was funny because it was two strikes. All the people are on their feet. You know, to get the final out.
So and he kills it?
Celebrate. Yeah. Yeah. Well, first it was an infield hit, and everybody was kind of like, oh. But, you know, you get back going pretty good, you know. And then Edmonds walks, and it got a little quieter. But still, people were on their feet. And then he hit the ball, and, you know, they show the clip of Pettit going, oh, my God. But he really crushed it. It was something else. So, but it was pretty cool.
So, unfortunately, the record of if you win the World Series, you have to go through Yankee Stadium, which it's been that way for like a long time, was broken. Stupid White Sox.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I think they said since 97, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because 97 was the Marlins, so, yeah. Was the Marlins won the first time, so I guess they didn't beat us.
Yeah, and
I think that was the year Cleveland beat us.
Yeah, and then since then, you know, we lost in the World Series a couple times.
Yeah.
Just once, and then the Angels, and then the Red Sox.
Yeah.
So
you know, that's the only saving grace is that they went home earlier than we did.
Yeah.
And that
we won the East, even if it was technically tied.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Because they led the whole season.
Yes, they did. Two or three days, they missed it. And then at the end, we just took it over.
I was so thrilled about that.
I think that they, you know, I'm glad they lost. But I just felt like for them to come in second and get the White Sox. I know the White Sox made it. I still think we had a better chance at beating the White Sox than beating the Angels.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, freaking Contreras... Right? What's up with that? With us,
I don't know.
Throw
we,
a strike.
We pick up some guys and they suck, and then they go someplace else and they're like supermen.
Well, I can't remember what game Allie and I went to last year, and we saw him pitch, and he pitched like that. He was really, really good, and we were like, wow, you know? And then the next thing you know, he was just awful. Awful.
Yep.
So I don't know what happened to him, but.
And then,
you know, he's certainly not having any problems now.
Yeah. And then we also get rid of guys who were always good for us. You know, Clemens and Pettit, and they're cleaning up in Houston.
Right. And it seems like all the pitchers except Schilling that went from National to American just get killed. Any of them. I saw a stat in the paper the other day. Right? Pavano came from the Marlins. He's awful. Randy Johnson ended up doing okay. When I read the
stat. He was originally an AL guy.
Yep. Oh, yes, Seattle. But as it stands right now, they're saying that there's a really, really big difference between the National and American leagues.
Well, you gotta think, you add a whole great hitter in the lineup with the DH.
Yep.
As opposed to the pitcher.
Right, which is almost an automatic out.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, good pitchers are hitting, you know, 189.
Yes, right, right. There's one guy, right? Who is it? The guy from the Marlins, Willis?
I don't know.
He always hits, like, around 300. Like,
really?
Pretty good. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a hitter. He always says that he wants to play every day. He doesn't want to just pitch. He wants to bat.
That's cool.
So I
always thought, who's the guy who, he plays for Chicago now, who used to be really good, he's still really good. Eric always says he only has college stuff, but he, like, paints the corners.
Maddox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a good hitter, or at least a decent one?
I think he was a decent hitter. I think, there's one other guy, Hampton. Hampton's a good hitter. A lot of managers always say that even if he wasn't a pitcher, they'd take him on his team anyway. That he's supposed to be really good, but I never really liked him. He was a Met.
Exactly, so, yeah.
You know, I didn't care too much. But he had a decent amount of... He hits... I don't know if he hits for average, but he hits a lot of home runs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, he'll have, like, 5 home runs a year.
That's pretty good.
Which, for, you know, for being a pitcher and only playing every fifth day,
yeah,
you know, and getting lifted for a pinch hitter in the sixth,
you know, we're talking, you 2 to 3 at-bats tops a game.
Right, right. So, I guess those pitchers not getting that extra out, you know?
Yeah.
That must hurt them, but I'm telling you, you look at the stats. I had read it. It was in my paper. And you couldn't, there was no way that any of the pitchers, Schilling was the exception. And even look at him now. He isn't that good.
Well, he's been injured. He's just been, like, destroyed all year.
You know who he reminds me of? And I'm not sure why, if it's just his mouth or what. Roenick. Jeremy Roenick.
Oh, God, I hate him.
Right, he just says stupid things.
Did he retire?
No,
he just got a concussion in preseason.
Well, he sort of retired. He got traded to the Kings. So that's pretty close.
Yeah. But,
yeah,
oh yeah, it was so funny. He was bitching and moaning because he got hit clean and got a concussion.
Right. That's right.
You don't go hitting people in preseason. Hello, yeah. It's hockey.
That's right. Got the helmet on, you got the equipment on, get ready to get hit.
Yeah, keep your head up next time, maybe? I don't know.
And I can't really see playing all that much different in preseason than in regular season unless you're going to get hurt. You know, you got to at least be on, you know, have your head up.
Yeah,
maybe
I mean,
you're not killing yourself, but have your head up.
Yeah, you can't expect people not to follow through.
Yep.
You gotta, even if you think they shouldn't, you should play like they're going to.
Yeah. Yeah,
if,
I agree.
If only so you don't get used to that and play like it during the regular season.
Yeah, because then you'll really get housed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I was very surprised that they, I think they traded him. I don't think he went and signed with them. I think they traded him.
Yeah.
And he was happy. I was reading him something he said the other day. He was like, yeah, that's great. You know, I don't have to play against this guy anymore, like from the Kings, because he's now on their team, and I'm going, I never even heard of him. I don't even know who that is. I don't have to hear this guy anymore.
He's the one guy Roenick remembers now.
Yeah, right.
His brain's been bounced around so much.
Right, right. So, I was surprised to see Hull retire.
Hull retired? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was either yesterday or the day before, and
did he get hurt, or was he just like, I'm done?
It was just like that. It was a weird thing. It was like, yeah, I guess I'm finished. I wanted to play for Gretzky, but I can't. And that was it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. I don't know what happened to him. But, you know, in a year like this, I hate to see any personalities leave because, you know, people will pay attention to a guy like him. Even if he's not doing his best.
And yeah.
They kind of need fans now.
Yeah, they do.
So I was sorry to see it go.
How about my Ottawa Senators? My pick in the East, 5-0.
Yeah, how about that?
They're cleaning
house. And a couple
house.
Of them were by shootout, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. They always come in first and then crap out in the first
pretty
of the playoffs,
much.
So we'll see. But the Devils have been absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Brodeur even.
Oh, really?
So yep, that's...
Is he not transitioning well to the new pads?
I don't know. They said in my paper that he sucks this year. They said what they said is the Devils' troubles go far beyond Brodeur. And I'm like, that's probably true, but, you know, I don't think they're going to be that good.
Yeah.
You know, and he's... Well,
even with all the changes, they're not really built for offense.
Right.
They have too many leftovers.
And our only real star, Elias, is out till I think they said Christmas with hepatitis.
Oh, no. Hepatitis.
So, yeah. And
the hell
that's
you been doing?
That's one of those things that you don't know when you're going to come back. Because they had said Thanksgiving, and then they said beginning of December, now they're saying Christmas. So, you know, how do you know he's even coming back?
Yeah.
See, you go to those other countries to play hockey, and you don't know what you're going to catch.
That'll teach him. He's got to stay in his, stay in a good country. Where's he from? Is he from Russia or something like that? Czechoslovakian?
Yeah.
Oh, there's this hockey humor website that is freaking hysterical.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
That's got, there's hockey-humor.com, I think. And it's got, what's the word? Oh, like a little comic strip some guy makes.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are so funny. Because there's this one, it's like, it's about, Jager. And it's like the GM of the Rangers got in trouble. Yeah, he's, you know, he's writing bad checks. Or he's signing bad checks.
Oh, that's funny. Checks. Right.
Stuff like that. It's wicked funny. And
what's
then,
the website?
What did you say?
Send me the website.
All right. Let me see.
Is Eric on?
Eric, are you here? I tried to invite him.
It says in progress.
Maybe he didn't have his things plugged in. The USB headphones are weird. If you don't have them plugged in, you got to leave and come back. Leave, plug in, and come back.
Oh.
All right, so we got to disconnect him. Hang up with this guy. Boop. All right. All right, now I'll invite him again.
What do you have to do? Just hit conference?
Yeah, right-click on him and put, say, conference. Oh, he's not online.
Oh.
All right, he came back. He had to close his thing, I guess. All right, Blue Line Cartoons.
Hello?
Eric, you there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Sweet.
Oh, there's like these wicked funny cartoons here. Like, there's this one with a hockey stick with a bunch of donuts on it. And it's on the bottom it says, the new Keith Tkachuk hat trick. One bag of donuts, one beer, plus one nap.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's just funny stuff like that. And where's that other good one? The bad check one was just funny.
How you doing, Eric?
Doing all right.
Would we wake you?
Nope. I was just about to go to bed when Andy talked to me, but I'm still awake.
You called me last night?
Did I call you last night?
Well, I had your little face up here. Your little
ninja
face.
I don't remember. I might have.
Right, it says two new. Yeah, twice.
Yeah, I think I did.
Last one at 9:09. No. Well,
was it me or was it Eric?
It says Eric. Oh. It says two missed calls from Eric. Last at 10:17,
9:09. Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, well.
Oh. Bruins Canadians was today and I missed it.
Oh, really? Who won?
I don't know.
Scores. Bruins 3, Canadians 2. 18:47 in the third.
Oh, it's still time to go. I can't say anything.
Devils are tied with the Panthers. Apparently, speaking of goalies, Amir, the Panthers, what's his name, Luongo or whatever?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's just going nuts.
Oh, really?
He's, like, wicked awesome. He, like, gets better as his pads get smaller.
I would mean. That's the Rangers goalie.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this is the Panthers goalie, who's, like, has the best goals against in the league.
Because the Rangers goalie is now, has a point in every game he's played. The little
he has
Swedish
what,
kid.
A point? Who,
yeah.
Weeks or,
No,
the
other
guy.
The Swedish guy.
I think he only played 2 games, though.
He's played 4 games. He's 3-0-1, I think.
Really?
Because he just got a shutout against the Panthers. They beat him 4-1.
He beat the Devils, too.
Yep, he beat them 4-1.
Yeah.
He's been doing... Apparently, the only game he lost was overtime loss against I forget who. I was just looking at...
Oh, here he is. Henrik Lundqvist.
Yeah, Lundqvist. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the number one goalie is Weeks, so you really... It can't hurt going to the other guy.
Yeah, I heard he wasn't any good.
He's not, and he's not reliable either. He's one of those guys that is hot one day, and the very next day, he's a sieve.
Yeah.
He gets overconfident.
He's always been that way.
Ooh. Eddie Belfour sucks.
And Jaromir Jagr sucks, too. He only scores on 3 on 5 power plays.
5 on 3 power plays?
But he scored twice.
Last night.
Twice.
Yeah.
I think he only has power play goals, too.
Really?
I think so. I think I read that. I'm not sure. Hold on. Let me look into him. Jaromir Jagr. He's definitely a cherry picker. We can pick on him.
Yeah. What website do you look at for your stats?
I look at NHL.com.
I use ESPN, mostly. Although, when I need details, I go into whatever team.
Straight to the teams?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Mayor, In our first podcast, we made fun of, what's his name, Esch? Was it Robert Esch or whatever?
Yeah.
So I open up my USA Hockey magazine that I got, and there's, like, a big article on him and his, like, philanthropy and how he's such a great guy and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
<That's>
he, like,
funny.
Gives tons of money to kids and stuff like that.
And I'm like, he stinks.
He sucks. He can't win a cup.
Jagr scored his 5th and 6th goals of the season, all on the power play.
Yeah.
So, he sucked.
Wait, his last 2 were on the power play, or all 6?
All 6 of his goals are on the power play.
That's pretty funny.
I think. Hold on, I can probably...
It's possible, there have been a ton of power plays.
Oh, look at that. Leach got his 1,000th point tonight.
Woohoo!
That's only because he's so old. I can get 1,000 points playing that long.
You know, for the amount of defense he plays, he should have more points.
You think?
And this cracks me up, too. Brian Berard, visor's optional. You lost your eye. And you're saying visor's optional?
I think visors should be optional. I think you have to be the dumbest guy ever not to wear one, and I think the teams should make the guys sign a contract saying, I will wear a visor.
Yeah, I think it's stupid for the teams not to make them wear visors. That's just retarded. Let's pay a guy $1 million to play and then watch him get hit in the face.
Right. Right. Or, like, don't you think the insurance companies would probably be like, you gotta wear them? You know,
seriously.
Like, any company that you work for, you can't just, like, go use a machine without putting on safety goggles.
Well, the reason... Now, when I went to my coaching clinic, they said helmets were optional. Was it for referees or for coaches or something like that? And the reason they said that they were keeping them optional was because if they made them mandatory, that, like, implied safety. So if you then got hurt with a helmet on, you could, like, sue the crap out of them.
Yep, well, I've heard of things like that.
Where if it's, like, optional, you know that you're not safe, so you can't sue.
That's just stupid. I agree with you. I've heard of things like that too, but that is just stupid.
Exactly.
Yep, Jágr leads the league in power play goals with 6, and power play assists with 1. So he's got 7 power play points. I wonder how many points he has total.
How's Mario doing?
I don't know.
You know that 1 assist was probably an accident.
Yeah, it was probably a shot
that someone else deflected in.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, he's got 3 more assists, so he has 3 even strength assists.
Okay, now there's a real asset.
The best of him is all on the power play.
Hey, Bruins Canadians are tied.
Oh shit.
3-3, it says, with 14... They must have scored 3... Oh, no, 14:47 left in the third. Panthers-Devils are tied. And everyone cares about the Coyotes and the Oilers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're retiring Paul Coffey's number tonight. That's very important.
Did he even retire?
You know, I think they forced him to. No one would sign him.
Kind of like Hull. Didn't Hull just retire because they forced him to?
Andy just asked me about that. Why did he retire? I said, I don't know. I thought it was just like, okay, I'm done.
He retired because he sucked.
Like,
because he's old and slow, and he couldn't keep up. At least that's what all the articles say. And
oh, really?
I tend to agree that he's old and slow and can't keep up.
Yeah, I you can't argue with that.
Yeah, I mean, he's old, and he's slow. So I guess...
And that adds up to one thing.
Retirement. Like, a million guys have retired. This is like the year of the retirement.
Yeah.
All those old guys who had the 1 year off and were like, hey, this isn't too bad. I'm not hurt all the time.
And they probably got a bit out of shape and they're like, you know, that's
it's just
a lot of work.
Yep.
I've been doing this for 18, 19 years. I can get used to this couch.
Well, yeah, I had read an article, and they were saying what a great Hall of Fame class that's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous.
Because it's like Stevens, Hull,
Messier.
Ronnie Francis.
If Messier is not already in the Hall, didn't he retire once already?
No.
They were talking about... Oh, Al McGinnis
has scored for a long time.
Oh, okay.
He's retired, but...
Al McGinnis retired too, didn't he?
Yep, him too, right?
All these big shots.
I've seen a couple of websites talking about giving people, you know how Gretzky didn't have to do the mandatory waiting period?
Yeah.
And I saw a couple websites with little polls on, should Al McGinnis, you know, have to wait for the waiting period?
Al McGinnis?
And should this guy have to wait? I'm like, that's retarded.
Yep.
Like, unless you have 3,800 records, you should have to wait.
Unless you have half of Gretzky's points.
Right.
Seriously. If you have 3,800 NHL records, then maybe we'll talk about it.
Right.
But that's retarded. Now they're talking anybody who's a Hall of Famer, everybody's like, oh, should he have the mandatory waiting? That's crap.
No.
Yes, he should have the mandatory waiting.
Always.
Yes.
The only person I think that they do that with baseball is if somebody dies. You know, occasionally they'll zip them right in there, and I can't think of who it was that they just did that for. I think it might have been Roberto Clemente.
Oh, yeah?
I think they put him in pretty quickly. But, you know, that's just silly. Unless you're Gretzky, you gotta wait.
Seriously. I bet you everybody's gonna try and get Mario in when he finally retires for the last time. But still... I think he doesn't hold all the records. I mean, he's awesome at everything, but he doesn't. He should wait.
If he would have stuck with it, maybe.
Yeah, if he didn't sally out for a couple of years and buy the team. You know.
Yeah.
But,
well, he lost a lot of time, right? He had cancer.
And he had all kinds of back issues.
And back problems, and then he just stupidly quit.
So yeah, he's. He lost lots of time. But I hear he's doing all right now. They keep talking about putting him on the line with Sid.
Is he on the line with him?
Not yet. But they're saying it's only time until they do it.
Are they sucking that bad?
They have a ton of overtime losses.
Sidney Crosby's got 9 points. He's basically tied for second. Huh? 2 goals, 7 assists. Where's Mario? Mario's nowhere to be seen.
Hold on, I'm looking at their...
Eric Lindros. There's another guy a weak hit away from retirement.
He's what?
He's a weak hit away from retirement.
Yep.
Does he skip the mandatory waiting period for the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Yeah. Only if someone checks him right in.
Yeah.
You know, he may skip the waiting period, because if he gets hit one more time, he's not going to know where the hell he is, and he's just going to wander up to the Hall of Fame, and there he'll be.
He'll be lost in there.
Yeah. Yeah, wandering around, he'll pay the admission, and he's in.
Or he could die.
Yeah.
One or the other.
He's in bad shape. You know, really, any of these guys, you know, you lose an eye and you come back and play, and, you know, or the concussions. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's everyone's personal decision, but to me, you know, it's your eye.
Well, so, the eye isn't that bad, because it's not like your brain. You lose an eye... You lose an eye. What are the odds you're going to happen to the other eye? But when your brain's bouncing around, usually once it's hit, it gets hit again easier. Then after that, easier. And after that, easier. And it's your brain. You only have one brain.
Yep. You're right. And I just never understood why they would keep coming back. LaFontaine did the same thing.
Yeah. And at this point, Eric Lindros, he's got like a glass jaw. And you just ding him and boing, concussion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's the one of those guys that will die if he's not careful.
Well, now that he's off the Rangers, you know, because it seems like the ones that come back on the Rangers and then get their last concussion and then, and then they're done.
It's true. Mario's got 4 total points, 1 even strength goal, and the rest, power play.
It's those ex-Penguins, man. They need power play.
Seriously.
They can't play like even strength.
Sydney only has 1 power play goal, or 1 regular strength goal, but 5 regular strength assists and 1 power play goal.
What's with Forsberg? 10 assists, no goals.
Who's he playing on the line with?
I don't know. He's playing for Philly.
Gagne, maybe? Because Gagne's one of those guys who just sits in front.
Oh, yeah? Oh, he is first in points right there. 7 goals, 3 assists.
Yeah.
That definitely could be it.
You know, getting back to Crosby, you hear all that stuff going on with his jerseys?
Oh, no, how somebody tried to steal one from the plane?
Twice now, they stole his jerseys out of the airport.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
opening
funny.
His luggage.
Cause
you mean like they're checking it or whatever? Or somebody's like waiting ahead of him at the your luggage thing.
I think it's the people in the
airport.
The workers.
Airport. Yeah.
Yeah. The first time was a worker. I know that because he got snagged. But this time they found it. Just somebody took it and put it near an escalator, I guess, so that they wouldn't be discovered. But when it came out onto the luggage rack, it was open. The bag. So I guess someone just reached in there and ripped it off.
Yeah, because his dad apparently keeps, like, a shrine to the kid. And
really?
Yeah, he has, like, all his first jerseys and everything. And so he was taking it back home for the, like, family to have. It was, like, his first travel jersey or something retarded. I don't even know.
Yeah,
so, should label it somebody else's.
This is Mario Lemieux.
Yeah. Nobody can steal that. Okay.
You know, I'll tell you, I don't know if you remember the first time Lemieux played, if you really were paying attention, but he was great.
He scored really his first great. Shot of his first shift in his first game.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah?
Yeah. He was, like, one time, I think it was a playoff game, but I'm not sure. He played against the Rangers, and he scored a shorthanded, a power play, and a regular strength goal, all in the same game. And, you know, that's pretty impressive to do in, like, a series.
Seriously.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. The only guy that they could ever put on him, the Rangers had this little Swedish guy called Jan Eriksson, and he was Cheryl's favorite player. She loved him. But he would stick to Mario, just skate around with him. And he was, I guess, the only guy that could keep up with him. And he would shadow him, and Lemieux hated him. But he was really the only guy that could semi-shut him down. And here in the one game, the guy had a goal and assist and, you know, and even strength all in the same game. And, like, a bunch of breakaways, too. And the guy was phenomenal.
Well, he's he's one of those guys like Lindros, who is, like, huge, has everything going for him. He's wicked skilled, he's wicked huge, he's wicked strong, but he, like, he doesn't slack. I don't know what he does, but he, like, pansies out and can't get the job done. Or, well, in his case, he had a lot of problems, I guess, but it just seems like these guys are big and strong. They should be just making things happen all the time.
Well, he used to.
He used to make things happen, and then he wore down for people kicking the crap out of him all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was one of the guys that he was talking about. He was a tremendous slacker at the beginning when he first was drafted. And when he signed up, I don't remember what year, to play Canada Cup, all of a sudden he was with Gretzky and with all these guys who were real veterans that knew how to play. And after that, his career took off. He became a different player because he's the guy, he always says that they taught me how to come to play every single night. And he really then turned it up a lot, and right after that was when the Penguins won their cups.
Yep. Sidney Crosby, no small guy either. 5'11", 200 pounds-ish.
I don't know how Pittsburgh is doing so horribly.
Are they?
They've yet to win. And have four overtime losses.
Really?
And they got Crosby, they got Lemieux, they got Mark Recchi, Zygmunt Palfy, John LeClair, Sergei Gonchar. These guys, at least used to. Maybe they just got old when I wasn't looking. But Gonchar killed the Bruins a couple years ago when they played them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I was at a game where he just destroyed them. Single-handedly, just tar to the Bruins.
Who did he play for? Washington?
Yep.
Gonchar, I read Gonchar is, like, not fast enough for this league anymore. He gets burned left and right.
Well, he's getting up there. He used to be fast, didn't he?
I don't know if he was ever fast. I think he was just a big brute more than anything else. But he.
I know he was an offensive defenseman. Cause
I've been reading he can't really keep up.
How's
the Canadians are winning.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, 4-3.
Damn it.
Left in the third. And the Devils are winning 4-3 with 4 minutes left.
That's good.
I guess the Bruins were just so happy that Leach got that 1,000th point. And, you know.
Oh, we'll let him win. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Who
before
cares?
He broke his hip. And
yeah. Yeah, we had our big moment. You know, we've been playing for this for a long time.
Yay, we hugged. Now let's...
Wait, hug? There's a game? Oh, crap.
Son of a... Bruins. Damn it. Anything else interesting to talk about?
I'm looking.
Hasek still hasn't blown out his hip yet. Oh, and he beat the Bruins. Damn it. He was the goalie who beat the Bruins. 5-1.
By himself?
5-1 on Saturday, so he must have... He did
who the
well.
Hell is this guy in the goaltending leaders? The Ilja Brizgalov.
How many games has he played? A lot of the guys are...
I don't know. He's a goaltending leader. Him and Jan...
And in
although
the
he played
average.
One game for three... He had three shots against him.
Oh.
And he made all three saves. So he's got 1,000 save percentage and, you know,
so
zero
did,
goals against.
Who was that girl? Magnon Rayom. She did too.
Yeah.
I don't see her name up there. That's so funny.
Yeah, he didn't even play a full period. He played for 15 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah.
He must have been beaten like 11,000 to nothing. And Benny.
The top three guys stuck him in there.
Yeah. The top three guys in the goaltending leader have all only played one game. Only one
less
guy.
Less than one game.
Yeah, less than one game. The top guy is the only one who had more than six shots against him. And he did well, though. He played 59 minutes, 50 seconds. How does that happen?
He probably got pulled for a penalty.
Well, that could be it.
Or, yeah, the extra
Or at the end of the game.
Or at the very beginning of the game, they hacked him to starter.
I'm guessing he got pulled for a penalty. It was only 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, how do they determine, if you change goalies, how do they determine which one gets the win? You know, in like baseball, I know it's the guy
the same
after
thing.
The fifth inning or something weird like that.
Well, it's probably the same thing where if he lets up two goals and your team scores four while he's in, you know, it's a win. But if he lets in four goals and he gets pulled, I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
Maybe they flip a coin.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy who was in there the most.
Because these two guys, the two second and third guys, didn't get a win or a loss.
Maybe if you're winning when you leave and you end up winning.
And the planets align with the...
Exactly. And the organist starts playing the charge song as you're leaving.
You're the winner. And Lindros is doing okay.
Oh, yeah?
Who the heck is Jason Williams? Isn't he the point guard for the Vancouver Grizzlies or whatever, Minnesota or Memphis?
Timberwolves.
He's a two-sport guy. He's like Bo.
That's right.
Too bad his sports are in the same season.
That never stopped Bo.
Yeah, no, he did that.
It's true. Can't play tonight. He's playing basketball. Gets a triple-double and a hat trick.
This guy here at 14, the 14 top scorer, Eric Staal, you know him from Carolina?
No.
They're talking about that family. There's four boys, and they're saying that they're the new Sutters.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're all going to play?
Yep. Two of them are... One of them is playing for the Rangers now. This guy's for Carolina. And then there's two other kids that coming up that they say are better than both of them?
Nice.
Yep. It's interesting, you know, because it's the same, almost the same story. They're out in, you know, the middle of Western Canada somewhere working on a farm. Same thing.
There's nothing better to do when you're on a farm in Canada than play hockey.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They're either going to be alcoholics or hockey players.
Or both.
True. Oh, yeah. There's Jaromír Cherry Picker Jagr out there, up top of the scoring leaders with all his power play points.
Yeah, and then right there, the opposite. Forsberg, 10 assists. 2 assists a game.
He doesn't have a goal?
No goals, 10 assists, 10 points.
Look at that. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and he's must be feeding Gagner, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Gagner.
Because he's first with 7 goals. Is it?
That's too funny. And the freaking Ottawa. No, it's Toronto is a offensive juggernaut. Apparently, they lead the league in points scored, even though they're like fourth in the Northeast. They lead the league in points scored by like in goals for by 6 points or cool. 2 points now. Yesterday, actually, they're tied. But yesterday when I was looking at it, they were up by like 6 goals. Oh look, they're tied with somebody who has 2 more games than them. Well, 1 more game than them.
They were cleaning house. Crap, Detroit's good. I hate Detroit.
The Rangers are in first place?
Yeah, and it's all behind that new kid. Henrik, the Swedish 23-year-old. He's rocks the party. And if you look at the goalie standings, if you look at him, he's the highest guy with more than one game under his belt.
Wow.
It's all about him. He's cleaning house, apparently. Everybody's going crazy. Apparently, everybody's going crazy at Ranger games for him because he's just going house.
Well, you know, they haven't had anything to cheer for in like 8 years, so.
That's true.
You know, they should
a three-game spurt.
and the coach is still like, when Weeks gets back from injury, he's the number one goalie. And I'm like, you're an idiot.
Now, how silly is that? Yeah, that's pretty silly.
Because, although all the players hate it, that if you get injured, you lose your spot.
Right.
But still.
They only hate it when it's them.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, if they're the one cleaning house.
Yeah.
Or if it's like, their opportunity, yeah.
So
well, what he really ought to do is make sure he's really well healed until this kid loses two games in a row, then throw Weeks back in.
Yeah, then it at least looks fair. Yeah.
Ride the wave when it ends. See you, kid.
Or else just let him flail for two games while Weeks comes back in and then say, you suck, throw Lundqvist back in.
Yeah.
Henrik.
Whatever two games at this point in the season doesn't mean much, so that's worth it.
Yeah. Who knows?
Tampa Bay is 3-2. Nashville is 5-0.
Yep. They're cleaning house. They win their games in overtime, though. They're all close games, and they pull them out of their ass. Like, they won one on the last goal of the shootout by, what's his name from University of Maine?
Korea.
Yeah. I love Korea, even though he's not very good.
No, like, he's very good.
He's good now, but he's not physical. He's not a big guy. He's small.
No,
so
not at all.
So, in the old league, as opposed to the new NHL, he got his ass kicked all the time. But now, he's coming into his own again, I think. I'm hoping, because I liked him. I was a big fan.
Yeah, he is good.
Well, that'd be nuts if him and the other guy got back together.
Timu?
Well, they were
didn't
back
Timu
together
retire?
Last year. Solani?
Yeah, right.
What'd you say?
So Timu and Korea were together in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was Colorado.
Colorado, that's what it was.
Yeah, one last year, and they were awful.
Whatever you do, do not visit the Nashville Predators website. It is hideous.
Oh my god.
I'm going blind as we speak.
Why? I gotta go there.
It's like dark blue, light blue, and yellow. And it's with white text.
And there's just a million things everywhere. Yeah. And it's moving around and shit.
Oh, look at that. And it's like a weird thing.
Click on team and go to the roster. And it's just hideous. I can't fucking read it.
Oh, God.
That's a weird thing on mine. What the hell is it?
I wonder if I can even find their stats.
It's taking forever to load.
Yeah, there's images up the yin yang.
Holy cow, you're right. I think the three of us being on at the same time just killed it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's probably as many visits as they've had in a long time.
Yeah. Seriously, there can't be that many hockey fans in Nashville.
I think right. We crashed their site.
I think so too.
Well, I'm looking at some weirdo blue op art thing.
the weird looking background thing they have?
Yeah, yeah.
All blue and shiny and white.
It's like some psychedelic drug user put it on there.
Yep.
That was episode 2 of Pod Hockey, our hockey and apparently other sports podcast. At this point, I'd like to thank Avoid Band of avoidband.com for our intro and outro music, and I'll see you guys next time.
Make him stop it, or we're leaving. Get your paws off me, Scarface. Stop him.
Chance of we want the cup. We want the cup.
Everybody is just on their feet screaming, kill, kill, kill. This is hockey.